Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Business Bunker Extra on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. It is Friday, the 22nd of June. I am joined in the studio this morning by my fabulous co-host, Gemma Fairclough-Haynes of Orchard Employment Law.
Good morning.
Good morning. And our guests in the studio today are Matthew and Gemma Bevan.
It's kind of complicated, you know.
What?
You've got two Gemmas.
I know, Gemma. I'm talking to Gemma. Gemma and Gemma.
Yeah. How are we going to manage that one?
Well, I'm sure we're going to. We're like, wait, Gemma, you. Gemma one, Gemma two.
I'm one, by the way, just to see that.
There's no doubt whatsoever about that. Yes. Thank you, Gemma. So Matthew and Gemma Bevan from the dining room. And the lovely Paul is with us in the studio as well today.
Hello.
He decided to deem us with his presence today.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. It's 22nd of June already.
I know.
Seriously.
Summer. It's summer.
I know.
Yeah.
It is officially
summer.
It was
the longest day yesterday.
And that's quite depressing, though.
It's heading, today is the first day heading towards winter.
Yeah. Oh. Thanks. You're such a ray of sunshine.
That's what he's here for. I can't believe this year is just flying by. It's crazy. This week's show sponsor is the fabulous guys at Orchard Employment Law. Thank you for sponsoring the show this month.
You're very welcome.
We want to hear from you. We've had some shout outs on the Twitter. We want to hear from you as always. How's your week been? What are you up to this weekend? Don't be frightened to tweet us, okay? Nobody can see you. You don't need to be scared. So give us a tweet on @BunkerExtra with an X with the hashtag BExtraBBunker. Not together. #BExtra, #BBunker, just in case people might get confused. You can always call us. Please, somebody one day call. We want a phone call in the studio. The number is, take it down, 01233-220035. 01233-220035. So give us a call and talk to us on air. Let us know who you are, what you're up to. And you can email me at bunkerextra@gmail.com and let us know again who you are, if you want to come on the show. You've got some guest spots. And also let us know what events you've got coming up. On last week's show, I was joined in the studio by co-host Mark Goldfinch, and our guest was the super duper fabulous Julia Bernard Thompson, the Millionaire's Mentor. It was such a great show.
She's absolutely fabulous anyway.
She is absolutely fabulous. Yeah. And we had, it was global because we had listeners in New York.
Did you?
And in Trinidad.
You did?
Yes, we did. It was a great show. And she was talking to us, I forgot she started in forensic science. So she studied forensic science and got her master's and then went to wedding planning, as you do. Actually, I think there's business development in between that, wedding planning, business coach. And now she's coaching Christian women who want to be millionaires. Mm. So
she's pretty good at towing trucks out of my lawn as well.
Yes. Well, her husband is Julia, per se. But if you did miss that show, it is worth a listen. I say Julia is fabulous, but she does have some really great techniques to help you build and grow your business and get, deal with the high-end clients that you want to deal with. So that is, and all the previous shows are found on bizradio.co.uk. Click on the extra tab and the show's there. And you can even download it and listen to it when you want because it's a podcast now. So you can take us wherever you want to go, which is quite posh. I like that. So what have you been up to this week, Gemma? Have you had a quiet this week, busy week?
I've had a quiet week this week. I've been helping some clients. Paul's looking at me like I've done something, but I don't know what I've done.
Well, quite a week. How did you manage that?
Oh, I don't know. What have I done this week? I've been with clients most of the week, but not done anything like...
You've been working, haven't you?
Doing some work.
Oh, you've actually been working this week.
That's what's a quiet week. She's actually been doing some work.
Doing some work, but I haven't done anything overly exciting. But tell you what is exciting. Mm. I haven't tried it yet. Is that Instagram TV? Have you seen it?
I've heard about Instagram TV.
OMG. Like, is it good? More airtime. You could do a 60-minute video.
Yeah, but who's going to watch it?
You wouldn't watch me for 60 minutes.
No. I love you, but no. I don't have the time to watch you for 60 minutes.
I do agree. I think that's too long. I think 15 minutes is the ultimate, is the maximum time of attention span for most people.
Do you think so? What do our guests think? What do you think?
Is it something you go live with, like the Facebook Live?
See, I think you can go live and then it stays, it's stored like a pre-record.
Right, okay. Right. Yeah.
I like the live concept because the recorded ones are almost a little bit scripted, aren't they?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
But the live one, you're kind of, you're there in the moment, but can see you, the real you sort of thing, you know?
Yeah.
No airs and graces. I kind of like that idea.
For 60 minutes, though?
Yeah, I'd agree with a shorter time. I'd say 20 minutes.
It's like, do you know why television programmes are 30 minutes long?
Because everyone needs the loo in, like, 20
minutes. Yeah.
No, it's much more prosaic than that. When television was invented, the longest tape they had was 30 minutes. And that's the only reason they're 30 minutes long. But nowadays, with people's shortened attention span, I think anything over 15 minutes and you're kind of having a laugh.
I guess that's why they're calling it TV, though, isn't it? It's not just watching me doing a vlog or something like that. It's they're trying to make content, so it's about a show. So I guess, in a way, we could...
We could do the show.
We could Instagram TV this show.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll try
Let's
that.
Do that. Let's do
fire
that.
It up. Fire it up. Come on, fire it up. Let's do it. Let's go for it.
Wait. Excuse us for a minute. We're just all trying to get on our Instagram.
Makeup.
I was going to say, I was nervous about doing a radio show.
Yeah, same. You're going to be on telly as well.
You never know what you're going to get with us, though, to be fair.
It'll be interesting. Let us know. Give us a tweet or an Instagram message. Let us know. What do you reckon of it? Oh, see, look, Zoe Carnes is doing... Well, of course Zoe's doing one.
Yeah. Now. And the Knowltons have done one. But I noticed the Knowltons was a pre-record. So it's like a drone thing of the area. A drone recording.
Right.
I guess it's still... It will just be the concept. It will be... You'll be sitting down to watch it like you'd watch a TV programme rather than just catching snippets of people's talking.
Like Periscope or something.
Yeah.
So that's what's exciting in my world this week. I
think it's quite a good idea to do it for a show. People can watch the show because we expect people to listen to the show for an hour. So why not watch the show?
The difference between radio and TV, and there's a great quote from a TV executive in Los Angeles who said the best TV ever is radio. And what he meant by that is that when people are on radio, one, you can do something else while you're listening.
Mm-hmm.
With TV, you have to watch.
Yeah.
So you can listen in the car, but you can't watch telly in the car. Some people try, but, you know, you can't. And what the guy in Los Angeles was saying is people in a radio studio relax because they can't see anything, yeah? Mm. You're just talking to each other, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
So they tend to be far more natural and less scripted. As soon as somebody shoves a camera in your face, you worry about, you know, whether you've got cabbage in your teeth or whether they've got your right side or everything. Yeah.
That's absolutely true. Because obviously I'm a shy and retiring type.
Of course you are, Gemma. Yeah.
And last month I was on KMTV and I was really nervous. Mm. Like,
really?
Yeah, me, who stands up in front of hundreds of people. And I look really awkward on the show. Like, I don't know where to look. I'm like, I'm looking at that camera. The moment I could see myself on the screen, I felt so awkward.
You guys all know how slim and lithe and muscly I am, right?
Yeah.
But as soon as I'm on the telly, I just look like a fat lump.
Shocking, right?
I know, it's just shocking.
It's shocking what
the TV camera does to you.
They do say the camera adds pounds.
Yeah.
Well, watch this space. We'll be interested to see what happens with that. We might have to have a bit of a play, won't we? But other than that, that's it. Nothing else exciting. You've actually been working this week.
I've actually been working this week, yeah. I haven't been anywhere. Not been... Oh, I have done, but it wasn't business related.
Ooh.
But I went to a escape room.
Did you?
Yeah.
We were talking about that the other day at work.
Did you do it with a lot from Dragon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it kind of was work. So, yeah.
It's an expense anyway.
Yeah.
Actually, we were invited for free because we're VIPs.
Okay.
All
right.
That was really good. And that was a murder mystery. And we didn't do it in the time. But it was good. I would definitely go back again. We should do it.
Where did you do it?
Some Pier.
Right, okay, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't even know there was an escape room there.
No, not at all.
Is it quite new?
It's quite new, I think probably about a year old, and they've got several different rooms, different challenges, some at Fort Amherst as well, although one of the rooms at Fort Amherst is based on Saw, like the movie. That sounds terrifying.
Yeah, no.
Isn't Fort Amherst an actual real dungeon as well?
Exactly,
anyway,
exactly.
Isn't that a bit worrying?
It's scary enough. So,
I bet people love that.
That's what I've done this week. But other than that, I went to lunch with two all right ladies on a Monday.
Really?
Is it?
It was working lunch.
Yeah.
Is it a lot of work at the moment?
Yeah. It was a working lunch, and I saw all the shopping bags when she got home.
I did a bit of shopping. I haven't been to Bluewater for a very long time, so I had
obviously now Bluewater's in our house.
I had to do it, and I had a quick pit stop hour shopping. Luckily, I knew what I wanted. I went.
Yeah.
And just I've got a few extra bits.
The escape from. So when you did you find that you kind of always come together? Did you feel it had a desired purpose?
Do you know what? It was really strange. So there were two groups of dragon co-workers that went, and some went in the morning and I couldn't make it to that, and the others went in the evening. So there was only five of us, which meant that we had to join with five strangers. And us being us didn't even think to ask the strangers their names. But by the end of it, you do feel like you know it because you had to work together. So definitely a team building exercise or an event of some sort.
Oh, for sure.
So, it definitely made us come together because I'm like, guys, I still don't know their name. They're just guys. I refer to them. Guys, you know, we've got this key. What do we do with this? We've got this magnet.
Sure, yeah.
So, yeah, really fantastic.
As Gemma said, we've thought about doing it as a team bonding thing, but I always think it either makes you or breaks you. Are we going to come out their best friends, or are we going to leave someone in there?
Yeah. That's a good point. That's a very good point. Yeah.
It could have its benefits. If I'm an employment law perspective, totally endorse that.
Yes.
Of course, shouldn't say that in front of you, should I?
No, exactly. Well, I've got an exciting weekend ahead.
Yeah. Tell us about your weekend.
You forgot to ask me, didn't you? I set her up before the show. She never listens to me.
Show's totally ad hoc. We don't know what we're doing.
Now, I'm up London tomorrow at the Holiday Inn Bloomsbury because I am running the Empower Mums in Business Award Gala.
Have you got any exciting nominees?
There were lots of excited finalists. Gemma is one of the finalists. I'm afraid I don't have the inside scoop, so I don't know who won. It's been organised and run by the fabulous Nicola Hewlin, who runs Empower Mums in Business. We've got 140.
Yeah, and the women are from all over.
We've got people coming down from Scotland and all over the place, descending on us, and it's just going to be descending. Everyone's descending. It's like you descend on London, isn't it? Everyone coming in. It's going to be great. A super glitzy, glamorous evening. We've got loads of stuff going on, and obviously the awards. Nicola's daughter is a very talented singer, so she's going to be singing and entertaining us. Disco, sparkly lights, and everything. So. Yeah, it's going to be really, really good. I'm looking forward to that. So I'll be there in the facilitating role. I've helped organise and set it all up. And last night I was doing the name cards.
Was that fun?
No. I forget these things. 140 name cards. So that's going to be really good. So obviously I'll tell you about that next week. But it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
It's really good to celebrate. There's all types of different business awards, but these particularly are for mums in business. But it's to celebrate not just the business side of things. So they're different awards. So there's the Inspiration Awards, the Courage Award,
Champion.
Yeah. So it's not like the startup business and being business person for 3 years or whatever. It's about the things people go through. Obviously, everybody goes through this, but also particularly women when they're raising children and running a business as well. So
it's awards season, isn't it? Because I think
Kiba was last night.
That looked glitzy from the pictures.
I haven't looked at any of the pictures yet. I bet that was good. That's normally a good one, Kiba, isn't it?
Yeah, I saw Colin Back Removals won Customer Service Business of the Year, which is brilliant. They won the Ashford Award as well. And Simon, who owns the company, who's actually a fighter pilot in his spare time, would you believe? will be made up by that. So that's brilliant,
I like the idea of the mums in business awards, though, because it's kind of looking behind the business a little bit more as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Like you said, the things that go on behind it, which you don't normally have a look at, do you?
No, absolutely.
It's good. So that's my weekend. And then after that, on Monday, I'm going to my favourite place, Port Lim.
Again.
I'm going to have to spend a lot of time there because I'm now putting together the Chimps and Tricks charity event. Save a date, ladies and gentlemen. The 19th of October is going to be the Chimps and Tricks. And I have confirmed four acts already for the evening. Plus, I had lunch with the lovely Deborah from Chives Catering. Shout out to Deborah from Chives Catering, discussing food.
Well,
she's doing the catering.
It's a hard
night, you're there.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I'm there.
Gemma's there already because Chives are catering.
Yeah,
So we experienced them at your expo.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Oh, my goodness.
Really good chocolate balls. Yes.
Yeah. All very clean.
That's all.
That's just how it sounds.
Wasn't that a South Park song?
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
They are amazing. Like, literally, you just remember them.
And the kangaroo one.
Yes.
That was fantastic.
We missed that one. But they're fantastic. So there's lots of information going to come out for that soon, but I'm very excited about it. It's all coming together now, which is good. So I have to go to Port Lim at least once a week to organise it.
Yeah. Is that all your work for next week? Portland?
Next week and the next 3 months. Portland. I have to go and visit the giraffe, the little new baby giraffe. They've got two baby giraffes there now.
I'm surprised they don't know your name when you come in.
The people with the reception do, when I come through the main gate, I don't park in the car park with everybody else now. I go through the main gate. I have my own spot in the car park. No, it's cool. But anyway, we must get on and talk with our guests. We're rambling away here. So we're going to find out more about Matt and Gemma. And I have already pre-warned them that one of the questions is going to be, how is it working together? Husband and wife. Because it's something we often bring up when we have couples on, don't we?
But we should have pre-warned them. Really.
I know, I did. I told them we were going to ask them.
You gave me enough time to get my lies ready.
Exactly. Maybe next time I shouldn't pre-warn them. So let's start off with you, Matt.
Yes.
Give us a little bit of your history of you were born, you grew up, you left school.
Yep, I did both of those things.
Yes.
I probably won't go back as far as school because, yes, I went to school originally in Medway at the Howard School and then kind of moved down this way about 8-9 years ago. And I've pretty much always been in sales my whole life. So I've done the door knocking, the cold calling. I've done all that side of things. I feel as though I've earned my crust doing that sort of thing. And I kind of progressed on to managing offices. I was managing a couple of offices between Oxford and Kent. And I gained a lot from it, you know. It kind of made me as a person, you know, the sales industry. I was managing sort of 120 sales staff. And salespeople can be quite difficult people. Mm.
Really?
Yeah.
I know.
No one will believe it, but they can be. I think it kind of made me as a person. So I decided then to...
Sorry to interrupt. Can I ask you a question there? Because this fascinates me, because one of the things I think we're bad at in this country is sales. Yeah, it's something that a lot of people don't talk about very much. What made you want to go into sales? Do you think you're a natural salesperson?
So... okay, should we be honest about it? The first time I got into sales, the reason was money. Mm. I hadn't qualified in anything in particular, and it was just a good way for me to get into an industry and earn what I thought was some good money at the time.
Okay.
And once I got into it, the satisfaction I got from it was overwhelming. Mm. You know, it sounds really cliche, but just... not just the necessary sales that you think of, the wham-bam type of salespeople, but I was lucky enough to get into some good companies, and we were almost the consultative type of salesperson.
Yeah, yeah.
And I got a real kick from that, you know, ringing up people, going and seeing them, and actually sitting down and having a conversation. Okay, right, what is it you're looking for? What is it you'd like?
Solving problems, basically.
And then trying to match those solutions. So I got a real kick from that, and then it led me onto the management side of it, and I then found that I enjoyed the management side a lot more. And that kind of led us to where we are. We were doing the sales, and we've always had a couple of recruitment companies sort of going about.
As you do.
It was always something we kind of wanted to get into.
So what made you want to get into recruitment? Because the thing about recruitment is sometimes it gets a bad rep.
Yes, I didn't realise it. They said that earlier, you know, we won't mention recruitment too much because people don't like it. Why? It's not like estate agents, is it?
I'll tell you why. On LinkedIn, it's because they message you and go, would you like this job, even though you're not looking for a job?
So,
that's why.
I would say the exact reason, you said sometimes, I think pretty much all the time, it gets a bad
rep. Really?
And I think it comes down to what I was saying about the consultative side of things. You know, they're salespeople, essentially, at the end of the day, a lot of them, and they're not asking people what they want.
Mm.
They're not asking clients what they want. They're not asking candidates what they want. Find that stuff out, and you can do a much better job.
Mm. So basically, they just have somebody who's looking for to employ somebody,
yep,
and they find somebody who wants a job, and they just put them together rather than actually find out whether they're the right person for the job or what exactly the recruiter wants and that type of thing.
Absolutely, yeah. So the idea of what we do is to save people time, you know, our clients' time. If we're just sending over, you know, 20-odd CVs at a time, you can do that yourself, you know. There's some job boards out there that I don't know what they're called. that you could use, and you can do that yourself. But, you know, if you're coming to us, an agency, you want us to send you the right people all the time. You know, wants to save you time. If we're not doing that, I don't really know why you're using this.
Yeah. So you got in. So how did you go from managing and sales and managing to recruit, starting a recruitment business?
So with the management side of it, so I was running a couple of offices and I was doing a lot of recruitment. So I was interviewing people when I was doing that side of it. So I was sitting the other side of the desk interviewing people to come and join our company. And I was using agencies, we used a number of them over the years. And I saw the two different ones. I saw the ones that we just said, the ones that were just sending me people over. Didn't really ever listen to what I wanted. They sent me over lots of different people. And then I saw the ones that did it right. You know, I would employ sort of one in two people that I saw. And I thought, do you know what? We could do this, you know. It is just about asking the right questions and offering a good service that way. So we did. And my wife Gemma here is kind of the cavalier one of us all. So when I said, look, let's have a look at it, see what we can do. By the time I'd got home, we had offices, we had staff.
I love it. Well, that's a good point then to move over to Gemma, who's obviously the doer and not the thinker of the pair.
Yes. Matt, definitely, you rein me in sometimes, don't you? Because I've got an idea and that'll be it. By within an hour, it's done.
We like people like that, don't we, Paul?
And we do.
We pretty much
and I love
do
it.
That with the dining
room. I love it. You just go for it. Yeah. Just do it. Yeah.
If it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
If at least you tried.
If it doesn't work, blame someone else. It was your stupid idea, Matt.
Exactly.
If you've got a camera in the house.
So where did you start, though? Was you always in recruitment?
No. So I really wanted, I did drama. That was kind of like my background. I always thought I was going to grow up on the stage and it was just my thing. Like, I really loved it. And then I kind of went into sales. Like most people from drama do end up in sales. Yeah. Just one of those things. And I actually quite enjoyed it.
Is that where you met? I'm just interested.
Yes.
Is it?
Yes, we did. Ooh. We worked together. Office romance.
No harassment claims then.
No. We got married, so it was fine.
It's quite a man managed to get rid of the claims by
case. Yeah. Will you marry me? Yes. It's fine. And then kind of, that's, yeah, we set up
a church. Sorry, that's made me laugh. It's a tribunal or a church. Your choice.
Yeah, that was it. I'm either going to sue you or you're going to marry me.
And it was on the edge.
Oh, thanks.
domestic later.
Yeah, on the way home in the car. So yeah, that's kind of what led me into recruitment. Like Matt said, we kind of went into sales recruitment. And that was it. I've been in recruitment probably like 6-7 years now. So
yeah, you're far more experienced than I am. Yeah,
and then I moved over into hospitality because we used to go on date nights, didn't we? Because we've got children, so we can't go out.
We used to go out on date nights.
I think there's a hint there, Matt.
And we'd always go out to like nice restaurants, wouldn't we? Because we're kind of past the clubbing scene now. I know. Wouldn't think of it looking at us, eh? Yeah, that kind of sparked our love for fine food and... I went into hospitality recruitment, and it kind of ties in really nicely with.
So is that mainly what you do now, hospitality recruitment?
Yeah, that's what I focus on predominantly.
Yeah,
and I focus on the sales recruitment as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the main question that all the listeners are hanging on.
I'm sure they are. Yeah.
How do you work together?
And
does
live
it work?
Together.
Separate houses. Not really.
Not separate offices. Separate houses.
I'm not just saying this to score brownie points, okay?
But, yeah.
But can it be noted? We don't really have any issues with it, do we? Not really.
I think it helps because obviously we met working together, so we already kind of had that relationship.
So basically, Gemma, does Matt do what he's told?
No, unfortunately, not always.
Okay.
No. I'd love to say yes.
But do you have, obviously, because you're covering two separate areas, hospitality and sales recruitment, but do you work together or do you just completely do your own thing?
No, we do a lot of work together. Mm. So our marketing stuff we do together and a lot of decisions that we make. So although we have our separate desks in terms of the sales and hospitality. Mm. But yeah, it's very much a collaborative thing.
So the general business marketing and all that type of thing.
Kind of driving forward is kind of always done.
Yeah, so it's not easy even as if it's a space sort of thing. I think we just kind of have clear definers, you know, in terms of like this is work, this is home life sort of thing, and we don't really cross over the two because, you know, in work, you know, you have disagreements with people all the time, but we never take that home sort of thing because we're quite clear if we fall out with something about work or disagree about work, that's nothing to do with our personal lives. Mm. You know, it doesn't creep into that, and I think we've managed to maintain that quite well.
Yeah.
Gemma's like, yeah. I guess that's the key for anybody working together. Mm. And as you say, and if you've got the to leave it at the office, leave it there, so it's not coming into or affecting your home life.
Do you have offices?
Yeah.
So that helps, because I suppose you can leave it there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so we do work from home an awful lot. We work mainly on the dining room from home. But yeah, I think it helps put you into that mode, the office mode, you know, going into it sort of thing. I think if we were working out of our house the whole time, I think, yeah, it would kind of, we would see our house as that place of work sort of thing. So that would creep into our relationship.
Go on then, Paul. You've got something to say, is it?
No, I'm not going to say a word. I'm not going to say a word.
Can we flip this on you guys? Us,
we never argue.
But you have to argue. It's normal to argue. Yeah. You can't agree about everything.
They're not arguments. They're just discussions.
Yeah. Loud ones.
Yeah. You have to let off steam sometimes.
So the dining room. I've been along, haven't
you? You have, haven't you? Yes.
Well, hang on, because we need to. They always jump in, don't they? There's a plan to the show.
Is there?
Yeah.
Since when?
See, what we're going to do is find out. Gemma's already mentioned the fine dining.
Yeah.
But also, I've just seen what the time is, and it's halfway in the show.
Oh.
I know. So what I was going to do nicely was, right, so now we know where you come from and that there's, you know, obviously you've got the recruitment business,
mm-hmm.
but obviously today we're here to talk about the other thing, that you, the love of your lives, fine dining.
Yes.
Let's have a quick break and then when we come back after this song, we'll go more fully into it. You're going to love the song I've chosen today.
What is it?
You're going to love it. Here, listen.
Drums, please!
It's summertime, people!
A groove slightly transformed, just a bit of a break from the norm, just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance? Give me a soft, subtle mix, and if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past, adjust the bass and let the alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run a rhyme, and put your car on cruise and lay back, cause it's summertime. School is out and it's sort of a buzz, but back then I didn't really know what it was. But now I see what happened is the way that people respond to summer madness. The weather is hot and girls are dressing less and checking out the fellas to tell them who's best. Riding around in your Jeep or your Benzos, or in your Nissan sitting on Lorenzo's. Back in Philly we be out in the park, a place called the Plateau is where everybody go. Guys out hunting and girls doing likewise, honking at the honey in front of you with the light eyes. She turned around to see what you beeping at. It's like the summer's a natural aphrodisiac, and with a pen and pad I compose this rhyme to hip you and to get you equipped for the summertime. Yet hustle to the mall to get me a short set. Yeah, I got on sneaks, but I need a new pair, cause basketball courts in the summer got girls there. The temperature's about 88. Hop in the water plug, just for old time's sake. Break to your crib, change your clothes once more, cause you're invited to a barbecue to start at 4. Sitting with your friends as y'all reminisce about the days.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
The Networkers Networking Event, a full-day event helping business owners to understand how to network more effectively and efficiently. Three great speakers, 8 of the best networking, masterminding and business support groups in Kent, and 50 plus great business owners to meet, network with and connect with. Join us at the Networkers Networking Event. is an event not to be missed.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. Riftaccounting.com.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
Hello and welcome back. You are listening to the Business Bunker Extra radio show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. It's Friday, the 22nd of June. I'm joined in the studio today by my fabulous co-host, Gemma Fairclough-Haynes of Orchard Employment Law.
Hello.
Hello. And our guests in the studio are Matt and Gemma Bevan.
Hi.
From the dining room, and they've got a little recruitment business as well. We should name the recruitment business as well, as people know.
Artemis Recruitment.
Artemis Recruitment. Yes. And Paul is with us in the studio as well today.
Hello.
Hello. So we have, if you missed the first half of the first half of the show, where have you been? We know we've been chatting and it's been a great first half of the show. And we've been hearing Matt and Gemma's story of their romance, their office romance. You see, yeah. The good part of the show. And but also how they were in sales and now they have their recruitment business. But we also, Gemma did mention before, and she snuck in there about their love for fine dining, which goes in, this isn't the main reason Gemma and I have got you here, because food is just, yeah.
I know. It's as if Gemma's really me.
Yeah.
Like, you know, because she's another pocket rocket, which is what people refer to us as, yeah. Just so you know, as in under certain height. And also she likes shoes.
Yeah.
And also her name's Gemma.
Yeah. Hello.
And food.
It could be twins.
We are like the same people.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, absolutely. But you do love fine dining.
Mm. Absolutely.
You do. Definitely. So obviously from date nights. Yes. Do you not have date nights anymore now because of the dining room?
We've got a 2-year-old, so getting date night squeezed in there is just not... It's just hard work.
It's a fair point, though, because, and that's partly the reason why we are doing what we're doing, you know, because...
Date nights with 10 other people.
Yeah.
but it is, you know, it's a part of our month that we actually look forward to. You know, we had date nights and then life took over. And then kind of doing this, it kind of gets us that back a bit sort of thing, not just for us, but for everyone.
Yeah.
And that's kind of, we'll go into it in more detail, but it's kind of a reason why we're doing what we're doing. Something to look forward to.
So where did the idea come from? Did you just go, right, you know, this, I mean, because it's a fantastic idea.
I bet Matt said one day, do you know what, we ought to do fine dining, and then Gemma went, yeah, I've booked the table, there's 12 people coming, and it's on Wednesday.
So, not far off that. So, yeah, we were doing a lot of networking for the recruitment side of things, and just to get our name out there, and pretty much because we felt as though we should, you know, we just kind of felt like we need to network. But none of them were quite right for us as people, and I always say this, but my dad, bless him, he taught me a life lesson. And the life lesson was that I'm not that unique of a person. And...
Oh, okay. Nice. Thanks, Dad.
This story is going somewhere.
Oh, yeah, that wasn't it. Yeah. I think what he meant by that was, if we come up with an idea, a thought, or we like something, or we want to do something, there are going to be other people out there that feel the same. Mm. And that's kind of, you know, how it came about. We thought, you know what, these groups aren't quite right for us. It's not quite what we want to get out of them, so let's do something about it. And going back to what you said, Paul, we sat in the front room and I said, listen, why don't we do something around fine dining? It's what we enjoy, something you look forward to, but have it exclusively for owners and directors of businesses. And... within half an hour, Gemma had knocked up a website and blah,
logo,
blah,
everything.
And we were away.
We love Gemma. Yeah. We love that. Just do it.
Absolutely. And we haven't looked back. And I've got to be honest, I think we first originally started it, and it was very much a kind of a side venture, but no longer. It's definitely taken over. There's great interest on it, and it's something that we thoroughly enjoy as well.
So how long? It hasn't been going that long now, has it?
Six, 7 months?
Yeah,
I think probably more than 8 months. So but not long.
Yeah.
But generated great interest in the time. And I think what I like about it, you know, we've talked a lot about sales today, is it's not something we need to sell. You know, it sells itself, you know. If you love food and you want to meet new businesses, it's a no-brainer.
Hello.
It's there,
yeah.
You know. And I'm sure you guys see on social media our venues and that we go to.
Yeah.
They're phenomenal. You know, yeah, they are second to none. We've been to some fantastic places.
And I hesitate to name some of them, but we've
name them all. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, so I think for us, I speak for myself actually. The salutation sandwich it has been right up there at the moment.
Yeah.
Fantastic. The service from the first hello to the last goodbye, it was fantastic.
Mm. This chef even came out, didn't he, just to say, "Oh, you know, hope you enjoy your dinner."
Yeah, and he told us really about the dishes and stuff. It was fantastic. Really nice. We've been to some commonly well known ones. So Reed's in Faversham, can't ever go wrong. Rock Salt, yeah, that's fantastic. And we've just started up a second East Kent group. So we're full on our first East Kent group, just on a second one. And we've got.
Does that mean you have to eat out twice a month?
Well,
I'm hoping
that we have so many groups running, I'll never ever have to cook again. I can just literally eat out every night.
Hang on, I'm liking this idea actually. We can jump on this bandwagon.
So we are there. So, I mean, we've got two groups running in East Kent.
Mm-hmm.
We have a group running in Mid Kent, and we've now just gone out to Essex. We started off in North Essex,
mm-hmm.
so that's four a month already, which is why I've got my belly under the table.
What made you pick North Essex, Matt?
So we've been having a look about different venues and different restaurants. It's a very strong food scene in that area, very strong. And we have a contact up there, a guy called Matt, and he's very passionate about his food. And we've kind of working with him to generate the restaurants and the interest up there.
Right.
So it's kind of come together.
Right. You know what I like? The whole focus about this is the food and the restaurants and the quality, not what business owners are coming. Yeah. It's like, but because you know, by having all that right, you'll attract
quality,
like-minded people.
Definitely.
So give us a brief outline so people understand what the dining room is exactly. How does it work? How do you get people? What happens? Other than eating nice food.
Do you know what? There's not really any structure. One of them could be completely different to the one the following month. So it literally is just like, you know, when you meet up with your friends that you haven't seen for a long time and you think, let's just go to a really nice restaurant and have a catch up. It's kind of like that. If I'm honest, not a lot of business goes on during the dinners, but everybody connects outside of the dinners and do business that way. But for us, more than anything, it's just about going somewhere really nice to sit and have a really nice dinner, a really great evening. And that's it, really.
So how many people do you get normally at
so
a
we
dinner?
Can have 20 per group, only because some of the restaurants that we go to, they're sort of independently owned, so they're quite small.
Yeah.
So we've capped it at 20, so then we know we're not sort of overcrowded.
Mm.
But like we said, the East Kent one is now full, but we started an additional one, which Sharon Harrison, our colleague, she's going to head up for us. So, 20 per group.
So I think the thing to pick up on there is... we really don't promote the networking side of it and getting up and doing a pitch and presentation and stuff, because we push the food side of it because that's the exciting part. But we know that when you get 20 business owners and directors in the same room, they will talk about business. Mm-hmm. They will do business. They will connect afterwards. And so we don't need to promote that side of it. We kind of come away from that because we know it's going to happen anyway.
Mm.
And it does.
Yeah.
You know, that they're all connected. And then, you know, the idea of the groups capping to 20 is we have the same 20 people for the year going to that meal. So we're not one of those networks where you're going to go and grab a load of business cards and then mouth shot them afterwards sort of thing, you know. You will see those 20 people and you will build a relationship with them.
Yeah,
you will know them personally.
Yeah.
Therefore, you can then qualify them to recommend them or do business with them, not just one visit, you know.
It's just about expanding your network, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is, you know.
And so to be a member of the dining room, is it then an annual subscription?
It is, yes.
And then so there, and does then that annual subscription cover all the meals you get once a month? So you pay for the year and then every meal
is covered within that membership.
The membership.
Absolutely.
And then you meet, obviously, once a month.
In a different venue. Yeah, once a month in a different venue. So get to try some of the lovely restaurants that we have around here. Mm. And we have loads, don't we? We're spoiled for choice, really, especially in East Kent. We're absolutely spoiled for choice.
Yeah, we really are. But, you know, for us as well, we get to see different places. You know, Mid-Kent is you know, I grew up in Midway, as I said to you guys earlier, but I left when I was younger, so the whole fine dining wasn't really a big thing. But now we're getting to see that, and I think, actually, I didn't know this place was here, or I'd seen that before, but I didn't know how great it was.
Yeah.
I'm very excited about the Essex one now as well.
Do you have to go to that? Do you have to?
Unfortunately, we will have to go.
You know what? It's really tough, yeah, isn't it?
It's a tough life.
And do you know what as well? Not many people realise, but we also have to go and sample these places first as well.
Oh, my
God. That's how you get so your date hard, night, isn't it? It's just so hard.
It's a business expense. Yeah.
I really can't think why you came up with this idea. What's
it is terrible.
Well done.
Exactly that. If we feel like that, other people must feel it as well. Sort of thing.
Absolutely.
And I think we're getting that. We're getting that feedback. So I think in summary, we're just a complete, we're completely different to anything else that's out there. Mm. And it's either for you or it's not. But if you are a foodie and you do like it, it will be for you.
Yeah, fantastic. And we have a few more minutes left now. So I know you've got an event coming up that you wanted to mention, which looks very exciting.
Yeah, so as well as doing the dining room, so doing the meals, we're also doing sort of one-off events as well. So, for example, we've done sort of vineyard tours. We're looking at doing a trip over.
Yeah, I was so sad I couldn't make that one.
Yeah. We were doing it again. Don't miss this. I missed this.
I did tell you, but it was an evening and you couldn't go. We're doing
quite a few at the moment, just sort of one-off events. And we're looking at doing a trip to Medina soon in Italy, the second best restaurant in the world. So we're going to go out there and do that as a part of a group. But hang on.
Stop.
Hold on a second. Yeah. Hold on. So, Italy.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
When?
So we're just getting it in place now, but it's going to be for next summer, for next year.
Okay.
We need to plan in advance for this. But
you must invite your business co-hosts and hosts.
For sure.
Of course.
Yeah.
Sure. Otherwise, we won't mention it on the show.
No. Exactly.
Absolutely, we will do. But as part of that, we're also doing a luxury brand event. So this is going to be at Broom Park on September the 20th. And the idea is to kind of get, because our audience is kind of that audience, they're like the finer things in life. They're into their food, they're into their wine, they're into their champagne. And it's going to kind of get a number of businesses that do that type of thing at the higher end
have
of the market.
Common interest.
Yeah, and have them all in one place. So there'll be lots of businesses, there'll be lots of vineyards, there'll be lots of chocolatiers, there'll be food people there, there'll be luxury cars there.
I know, we can't go. It's on the same day as the Networkers Networking event.
It is, yes.
It runs all day.
Yeah. So does ours, unfortunately.
There'll be luxury cars
I'll have chocolate and bubbles for you, okay?
And just get running somewhere, and then there'll be lots of networking opportunities. We've got some fantastic guest speakers.
Have you released the guest speakers yet?
Yes, we've put it out there. Yes, so we've got Ash Lawrence coming. Cool. We've got Sally Marshall coming. We've got Steve Howard from Finally. And we've also got Rowena from Taste of Vine as well. So we're doing a wine tasting.
She's going to do the wine tasting just before lunch, which will be nice. It'll follow on quite nicely. Yeah.
Again, you can see this is all very hard work for us, you know, this type of area.
It just is.
But someone has to do it, so we're going to do it for you, okay?
I love it. It's fantastic. Well, give a shout out how people can find out more about the dining room and obviously follow on the events and everything.
Absolutely. So we're very active on social media. So we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram, we're on LinkedIn. So just type in the bar, type in the dining room, you'll find us. And we have an update of all of our venues and all of our events coming up on there. We're very active, so you'll see them.
No, I keep seeing pictures of the food. I'm like,
yeah.
Babysitters.
I think all of our events, they're on our website as well, aren't they?
They are indeed.
www.thediningroom.club.
There you go.
So yeah, visit there. We've got
an event. Forget the website.
There.
It's the first thing that she did was the website.
Yeah, yeah.
So just busy thinking about food now.
Yeah, I'm hungry already.
So you see us on that. Update regularly. If there's any questions, our personal LinkedIn, give us a shout. We're more than happy to answer them.
It's brilliant. And as soon as Gemma and I heard of the dining room, we were like, yes, this is what we need in Kent. It's such a brilliant idea. Food. And as you say, if you get a room full of directors and business owners in the room together, you don't talk about anything but business. We're quite boring, really, aren't we?
But
it's good because everybody enjoys the conversation.
Exactly.
Everybody gets each other. I think that's the thing with networking, isn't it? If you network with the right people, you can talk about anything, whether it's specifically a job business thing or whether it's weather or whatever, but you just get each other. You know that when you run your own business, you're thinking and you're working 24/7. There is no on-off type of switch, really. You can't switch it off. It's always going on in your brain. So a brilliant idea. I love it. Check it out.
Do you know Stuart from Vinorium?
No.
I'll put you in touch with him. Vinorium are wine investors. And Stuart's really brilliant at wine tasting. I mean, he really does know his wine.
Fabulous.
It's really brilliant, yeah.
I thought you were my friend. The new people come in and you tell them about all these things.
Oh, sorry.
Wine, food.
You know, so, how many months?
Fantastic. We have been just hearing from Matt and Gemma Bevan all about the dining room. So check that out. It's fantastic. We've got some shout outs on the Twitter.
We
have got one from the fabulous Caroline Bruce, CB1 Dresses on Le Twitter. And, you know, we're going to bring a couple of Caroline's outfits to this year's charity event at the Portland. So watch this space, a part of the entertainment and the coverage there. Because last year's charity fashion show was the Gorillas and Gown charity fashion show where Caroline gave us, what's the word? Produced a line of a collection. My brain stopped working now for the words. we introduced Caroline's collection of clothes to the world via the Gorillas and Gown charity fashion show.
Think about food again, aren't you?
I am. So food bubbles. It's all gone to pot now. And so at this year's Trimps and Chicks.
Trimps?
Oh, you know what? This is going to be difficult to keep saying.
Chimps and Tricks
charity event. We want to bring a bit of last year's event through. So I think we're going to have Caroline the red dress with the hood, please.
Yeah.
For sure. But shout out to her. A shout out to 6-2, which is 6 under... No, what is it? Where's your Twitter handle? 6-2_tech on the Twitter. Good morning to Megan and Aaron.
Aaron,
I do apologise.
They're a husband and wife team, not Megan and Aaron.
I was going to say. Hang on, Megan.
You're starting a rumour now, aren't you? Yeah.
Just got to put that on air. But yeah, they literally started underground. Literally underground in their business. That's what I'm saying.
Aaron's going to be on in a couple of weeks' time, so we'll find out more about it.
I was doing some work. I went and saw them this week.
So you was working, was you? and we've also had a retweet and shout out from Bridger Howes, our fabulous TD Botty. Hello to all you guys. And there was another one somewhere. Sorry, Emily, you sent me. Oh, here we go. Hi, everyone. I've had a couple of days in the office this week, which has been great. Managed to tick off a few things off the to-do list, which is great. Have a great show. So that's Emily. Pink Spaghetti, Pink Spag _ Emily. Emily's always a good listener.
And
so.
Molly said she's listening in as well.
Molly's listening. Hi, Molly. Molly, of course, who has her own show every Thursday from 3 to 4, Molly Moodle's Mashups. It's fabulous. So events, let's have a brief look at the events coming up because it is a little bit quieter at this time of year. There's not.
You say that, but then next week there's a couple of events.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it just seems so, quieter.
Starting off on Wednesday, the 27th of June, there is Network Kent, which has been going a little while now. It's run by Gary, who does corporate. Do you know Gary?
Racing events.
Gary Johnson.
Gary Johnson.
Yeah.
Racing events.
Racing brands, hatch, motorbikes, that kind of thing. That could be up your street, that kind of thing.
Yes.
Fast cars.
Yeah. So Gary has decided to do Network Kent, which is the last Wednesday of every month. Always packed out with people, and the first 10 or 20 businesses that register get to bring their pop-up banner. So if you like bringing your pop-up banner along with a bit of exposure, then book onto that. They've got some speaker, you know.
I heard she's all right.
speaker this next week, which
you mean you've got the top end high quality,
the best of the best, darling,
soon to be global speaker.
Yeah. So they've got me
award winning. You left that award winning.
So I'm speaking there next week, really looking forward to it. Always a great vibe, and although it's 10:30 till 12, people just don't leave. It's one of those things, people tend to stay there till about 2-3 o'clock because Bridgewater Manor don't kick you out. So yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, that's great.
That's cool.
Then the next day we have Release Your Brilliance by three fabulous ladies. So that is Deb Turner from U Image, Ali
Harold.
Ali Harold, and Bird, our own Bird. Bird on a bike. putting on an event for, is it just for women or is it for everybody?
Yeah, no, it's women.
just for women. So guys,
I don't know if they're full yet or not. I know they were getting almost
they were very close. Bird was saying on Tuesday that they only had about 2 or 3 tickets left.
So if you want to a voice for your business that is heard and listened to, if you want to feel more confident and self-assured, and do you want energy to exit, execute your ambitions, then it's 9:30 till 3 o'clock. Also includes a delicious, it also says nutritious a lunch.
Yeah, it's a healthy one. Apparently, it'd be nice. Yeah,
I'm sure it will be. And it's all about what to wear, how to speak, and the feedback last year was really, really good.
Cool.
Yeah.
So check them out. Now, if your week isn't busy enough, or, you know, we've got a great week for you, because on Tuesday, so start off on Tuesday at the Grow Kent Maidstone and Business Show, which is at the Mercure Great Danes from 8:30 to 3:30. They've got a full day of speakers, exhibitors. We know that the business shows that they run are fantastic, and there's lots going on. Our very own Peter Searle from the Business Doctors is there, and he's going to be talking, and he's also on the stand. So go and visit Peter Searle there. So it's free to get to attend. So you can register for that by going to growkent.co.uk or on the bizradio.co.uk website. And to Grow Kent, so Tuesday, Grow Kent, Wednesday, Networking Kent, Thursday for the Women Release Your Brilliance. Week sorted.
When are you going to do some work? Oh, it's Monday, isn't it?
Yeah, work. Right, we've got time for just a couple more, Jim.
Oh, I've got one. This looks good. So the Butterfly Ball, and this is at Kenwood Trust. You like Kenwood Trust, don't you?
Yeah, the Kenwood House is lovely. Yeah.
So join Cheryl Baker, the host for the evening, get ready to be dazzled and amazed by a world-class musician, Etienne Pladier. That's my Midland accent coming out there.
Yeah, Etienne.
And our mocktail, why is it a mocktail?
Kenwood's a dry property.
Mocktail entertainment.
Jim's like, oh, we're not going now. I knew that put you
off. Still go. Evening starts at 7. They make up for it because it's a 4-course dinner, not a 3-course dinner.
and the entertainment is Buck's Fizz, although they're just called the Fizz now because they're one person down. But it is the original lineup from Buck's Fizz minus one person, and they're now called the Fizz. So Cheryl Baker and Jay Aston and the bloke.
That'll help you make your mind up, won't it?
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, we should have started. That was good. Very good.
Boom-tish.
So that should be really good. They've got a charity auction by Clive Emerson. Tickets are only £65 per person, or £600 for a table, carriages, midnight, dress code, black tie.
And when is it, sorry?
6th of July.
6th of July. And how do you find out about it?
So if you go to kenwoodtrust.org.uk, and the spaces are limited, so book online.
Fantastic. Now, I've got one here for LinkedIn these days is really taken hold and gone on fire, and everybody's really using it. It's a fantastic, fantastic tool for making business connections with the right people, the right type of people. And if you're not quite sure how to use LinkedIn, check out this workshop. So it's a workshop with Jade Pluck, LinkedIn for Business. It's Tuesday the 3rd of July from 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. It's at the Village Hotel Maidstone. It's just £97 plus VAT, and it's with full refreshment and comprehensive training manual to take away. There's so much to know how to use social media properly, and LinkedIn, as I say, is the one to use at the moment because it is on fire. So if you want to find out more about that and book on, go to workshopkent.co.uk. We've run out of time. Do you want to quickly tell us about...
The Business Bunker Show and Bunker Extra Show have built a partnership with the University of Kent Business School. And I want to tell you about an event they've got coming up on the 11th of July. It's called the Curiosity Cost. It's part of their Business Soundbite series. It's at 5 p.m. in the evening at the Turner Contemporary Gallery in Margate. It's totally free. And the headline speaker is Mr. Adam Papaphilodopoulos. He's from Reluctantly Brave. So do book that. kentbusinessradio.co.uk/KBS if you want to find out about it and book it.
Fantastic. Wow, what a show. Whiz, bang, and off it goes again. So thank you very much for Gemma for co-hosting.
You're welcome.
Thank you for Matt and Gemma for coming on and telling us all about you guys today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Thank you, Paul, for being here.
Pleasure.
On next week's show, I am joined in the studio by Richard Bell. Our security expert is back. So if you have any cybersecurity questions, fire them over to us and Richard will answer them for you. And our guest is Gail Berry, who is the owner of Berry and Blossom. And she also is a fundraiser for Love Support Unite. And she's going to be coming to tell us all about that. Don't forget to listen to Paul's show on Tuesday, 1 till 3. You've got a great line of guests, but you've got no time to tell us who they are because we literally have got to come off air in 10 seconds.
So it's Jenny, Tusha and Tony. Shame I haven't got time to tell you that.
It's a shame I haven't got time to tell us that. Come back next week. We'll be here and have a great weekend. Bye for now.
Bye.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders. This is Channel 2.